St. Drotan Ruin is a fascinating site that offers a glimpse into Visby's rich history. The church was originally built in the 13th century and was dedicated to the Holy Trinity, but it was later renamed after the Norwegian king Olav Haraldsson or Drotan, Old Norse word meaning lord or king, who was canonized as St. Olav. The St. Drotan Ruin was discovered in the early 20th century during an archaeological excavation, and it is now one of the best preserved medieval church ruins in the city. The church was constructed in the Romanesque style, which is characterized by its rounded arches and thick walls. The building was originally designed as a three-aisled basilica with a transept and an apse. The church was extended in the 14th century with the addition of a large Gothic choir and two chapels. Today, the St. Drotan ruin consists of the remains of the apse, the transept, and parts of the nave. The church's interior is particularly striking, with its impressive columns and ribbed vaults that are still visible. Visitors can see the church's original floor plan, as well as the remains of the stone altar and the font. The church also has several unique features, such as a triple apse and a series of large Romanesque capitals with intricate carvings depicting scenes from the Bible. The St. Drotan ruin is an important historical site that offers insight into the religious and cultural life of medieval Visby. The church was a significant center of worship for the city's inhabitants, and it was also the site of important events such as royal coronations and funerals. The church was also an important pilgrimage site, with many people traveling to Visby to visit the relics of St. Olav. Nowadays, St. Drotan is used during the summer for various events, especially during Andal Week and Medieval Week.